Okay, this is on past life regression, and I'm going to read an excerpt here before I start the sermon, start reading the sermon from The Joy of Satan. And it goes into some interesting things. This excerpt is a short paragraph from The Complete Idiot's Guide to Hinduism by Linda Johnson. This is an excellent book. Hinduism, ancient Hinduism, has strong ties with Satanism. And Hinduism is the world's oldest known religion. And just about everything was stolen from Hinduism over the centuries, like Christianity. They just stole and corrupted everything while getting rid of all the spirituality. I also want to add, this book also has a lot of junk in it and misinformation, some of it. And if you're going to read it the satanic way. Celibacy is very, very unhealthy. It's bad psychologically, it's bad physically, unless somebody just normally has a very low sex drive. It keeps you down, and she goes into like celibacy, all this stuff in this book. You gotta throw that away if you're gonna read this book. That's junk. There's also a couple chapters, and this all is one crap, and just read it the satanic way. If you're going to read it. But at any rate, I'm going to read an excerpt here concerning past lives that is very informative and very truthful. Vaishnava Shakti is the force that stuns the soul at the time of rebirth so that it loses conscious memory of its past life. The Karma Shaya is the karmic residue we carry from past lives, our old memories and habits and desires, which are stored in our subtle body. And I also want to mention, they're always talking about a lack of desire. That is so hypocritical, and it's just a bunch of double talk. I mean, without desire, without material possessions or whatever, one's life just becomes just meaningless. So don't listen to crap like that, and sexuality is very important. Celibacy is very, very bad. But at any rate, this has a lot of junk in it. But anyhow, I'm going to finish this up here. Why we don't remember our past lives. At the moment of rebirth, Hindus believe the infant takes in its first gulp of air and becomes a breathing being. This jolts the brain and subtle body, causing a force called Vaishnava Shakti to act. In most people, it cuts off detailed memories of the past life. In fact, it also cuts off detailed memories of this life, which is why most people don't remember much of what happened in the first 3 or 4 years of their current life either. The soul is still completing its hookup to the new physical brain, and not all the data from the previous file is downloaded. It's still there though, preserved in an internal drive called the Karmashaya, a storage bin of previous thoughts and actions that's a little hard for us to access because it's buried deep in the subtle body, not the physical brain. Okay, now for the sermon here, but it's important to understand that, and through meditation we can access these past lives. And there's certain people that written about in that book that retain their past life memories clearly because they were conscious when they died. I mean, like in a meditative state, they were aware. But anyway, okay. This exercise requires deep relaxation. Lie down in a comfortable position. You should begin by breathing in to a count of six, hold for a count of six, and exhale for a count of six. Using six is only a guide. If four is more comfortable, this is fine. Never strain or force yourself to hold your breath. You should feel comfortable and relaxed at all times. Do this several times until you feel completely relaxed and you can no longer feel your body. Turn your attention inside and to your entire backside and free fall. Just let go and a falling sensation should manifest. For inexperienced meditators, this might make you dizzy. If you feel really uncomfortable or dizzy, just focus on the front of your body to stop the free fall. The deeper you free fall, the deeper your trance state and the easier it is to work with your mind. When you have reached a deep trance state, visualize yourself walking towards the door in your mind. As you walk towards the door, tell yourself when you walk through the door, you will enter into your past life. This should be the life that preceded your life now. Walk through the door, look around at your environment. To go back several lifetimes, just visualize the door and tell yourself you are going back to whatever year you wish to regress to. To go forward in any past life, will yourself forward by asking your mind to take you to a specific stage of your life or year. Take the time to look around and ask your mind questions. To regress further through each past life, will yourself backwards by telling your mind to take you back further until you can regress no more. And again, walk through another door, telling yourself you are entering the lifetime before this you are observing. You will be further back in time. To go forward into your next life, use the same technique. Only be aware this is only one of many possible futures. To bring yourself out, walk back through the door into now.